Thank you very much indeed for inviting me here to join you this afternoon, and to thank Your Excellency, President, for that invitation, and Mr. Mayor, for your very kind welcome. And I just want to acknowledge everybody who's come here to mark this very special day. Thank you.
Najlepša hvala za povabilo na ta prečudovit dogodek. Hvala, ekscelence, hvala, župan, za prelep sprejem. Hvala vsem, ki ste se udeležili tega dogodka.
And thank you, Your Excellency, for choosing this particular location to mark this particular day of Slovenia-UK Friendship Day and to commemorate these airmen, but also, not just the airmen, but also the families that supported them when the aeroplane crashed here.
Hvala, ekscelenca, tudi za to, da ste izbrali ta kraj za obeležitev slovensko-britanskega dneva prijateljstva, ne samo zaradi letalcev oziroma posadke letala, ki so tukaj doživeli nesrečo, temveč tudi zaradi lokalnega prebivalstva, ki je takrat tem letalcem nesebično pomagalo.
As you say, it was a flight of mercy, but also compassion shown by the communities. They didn't know each other before that particular occasion happened, but I am sure that they remained firm friends as a result.
Kot smo slišali, ta let je bil let pravzaprav usmiljenja, hkrati pa tudi dokaz velikega sočutja. Ljudje so pomagali drugim ljudem, tistim, ki jih prej niso poznali. In prepričan sem, da so zaradi tega dogodka spletli trdne vezi prijateljstva.
I was last here in 2013, which was just before we started marking the centenary of the First World War, I think known here as the White War. And I remember that very well. And here we are in 2019, marking 75 years of events in the World War II, but as you say, 80 years of the start of the Second World War.
Nazadnje sem bil v Sloveniji leta 2013, torej približno takrat, ko smo začeli obeleževati 100. obletnico Prve svetovne vojne, ki se je tukaj, mislim, da imenovala Bela vojna. Zdaj smo v letu 2019, 75 let po končanju druge svetovne vojne in tako, kot ste povedali, 80 let po začetku druge svetovne vojne.
But what a different place Europe is today and what a different country Slovenia is today. And we're reminded of that as we stand here and all the events that have happened from your independence in 1991, and now 15 years as a member of the European Union and NATO, and our ability to be able to move and to trade freely, it is a very different place.
Veliko časa je preteklo od takrat. Svet je zdaj drugačen, Slovenija je drugačna. Pomislimo na to, kaj vse se je od takrat zgodilo. Koliko dogodkov je za vami? Leta 1991 je Slovenija postala neodvisna. 15 let je minilo od članstva v Evropski uniji in NATO. Pomislimo na to, kaj vse lahko počnemo znotraj te Evrope. Prosti pretok, prosto gibanje, prosta trgovina.
So today is an important day. It is a day to remember what connects us, both in the past, in the present, and more importantly in the future. So let's celebrate this friendship, and it happens in many different ways. And personally, this is my second visit, but I know you've had visits from all the members of my family over the years. So it is a pleasure, a real pleasure, to be here at the first day of the Slovenia-UK Friendship Day. And I hope, as you said, Your Excellency, there will be many more in the future.
Danes je pomemben dan. Danes je dan, ko se zavedamo, da smo bili povezani v preteklosti, da smo povezani v sedanjosti in še pomembneje, povezani bomo tudi v prihodnosti. Danes je dan prijateljstva. To je moj drugi obisk v Sloveniji. Kot mogoče veste, vsi člani moje kraljeve družine so že bili v Sloveniji. Veselimo se tega dne, prvega dne slovensko-britanskega prijateljstva in kot je povedal predsednik Republike Slovenije, upamo in veselimo se, da bo še več takih dni v prihodnje.
Thank you very much.